Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember Senator Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, which has passed away at the age of 16 and a half months. The campaign was conceived, well, we don't know exactly when it was conceived, but we know when it was born, January 20th, 2007, when Clinton wrote on her website, quote, "I'm in, and I'm in to win." In a video on her site, she said this.
I announced today that I'm forming a presidential exploratory committee. I'm not just starting a campaign, though. I'm beginning a conversation with you.
The early days of that conversation included the all-important selection of a campaign theme song. They had a vote on her website, and the song that won was You and I by Celine Dion. There were rumors that some Hillary haters were trying to vote for the worst song possible to sabotage her campaign. We'll let you decide if they were successful.
Just 3 weeks after Clinton's declaration, her main rival for the nomination, Barack Obama, entered the race. But through the summer, she was the frontrunner. In case Clinton backers have forgotten those halcyon days, here's David Gregory on the Today Show last July.
That new USA Today Gallup poll shows that she has reestablished a double-digit lead over Barack Obama. And a return now to that fundamental question. Can she be denied?
By the fall, all the Democratic hopefuls were gunning for Clinton. In December, she said she could take it.
You know, I've noticed in the last few days that a lot of the other campaigns have been using my name a lot. For 15 years, I have stood up against the right-wing machine, and I've come out stronger. So if you want a winner who knows how to take them on, I'm your girl.
Obama kept gaining, and in January, he won the Iowa caucus. But Clinton struck back with a victory in New Hampshire one day after getting especially emotional on the campaign trail.
You know, I have so many opportunities from this country. I just don't want to see us fall backwards. You know, so...
Then her husband started making headlines. Former President Bill Clinton said Obama wasn't being straight about his position on Iraq.
Give me a break. This whole thing is the biggest fairy tale I've ever seen.
Obama took exception to that comment, and things got heated when he and Hillary met at a debate in South Carolina.
You talked about Ronald Reagan being a transformative political leader. I did not mention his name.
Your husband did.
Well, I'm here. He's
okay,
not.
Okay, well,
and
I can't tell who I'm running against sometimes.
Well.
But President Clinton stayed in the headlines. In discussing the South Carolina primary, he was accused of playing the race card. And when a reporter asked him about it, he lashed out at the Obama camp and the media.
People of South Carolina are coming to these meetings and asking questions about what they care about. And what they care about is not going to be in the news coverage tonight because you don't care about it. What you care about is this. And the Obama people know that. So they just spin you up on this, and you happily go along.
Momentum really started to turn after February 5th, Super Tuesday, when Obama had a better-than-expected showing. Later that month at a debate in Ohio, Senator Clinton accused the media of favoritism.
Could I just point out that in the last several debates, I seem to get the first question all the time. And I don't mind. I'll be happy to field them, but I do find it curious and... If anybody saw Saturday Night Live, you know, maybe we should ask Barack if he's comfortable and needs another pillow.
Around the same time, she rolled out a new ad campaign.
It's 3 a.m. and your children are safe and asleep. But there's a phone in the White House and it's ringing.
By late February, things were looking bleak for candidate Clinton. Obama won 11 contests in a row and was hoping to clinch the nomination in the big primaries in Texas and Ohio in early March. Days before voters there went to the polls, Clinton took issue with a mailing from Obama's campaign.
Shame on you, Barack Obama. It is time you ran a campaign consistent with your messages in public. Meet me in Ohio. Let's have a debate about your tactics and your behavior in this campaign.
The morning after those primaries in Ohio and Texas, the BPP's top story sounded like this.
Don't call it a comeback.
This nation's coming back, and so is this campaign.
Clinton did come back, but not all the way back.
How do I say?
She won Pennsylvania narrowly in late April, but as she and Obama traded victories, he closed in on the nomination. After they split primaries in North Carolina and Indiana on May 6th, Clinton asked supporters for more money.
We can only keep winning if we're able to keep competing against an opponent who does outspend us massively.
But even though things looked inevitable for a while, Clinton kept her head up. As recently as this past weekend, she could still find some friendly faces in the room.
Te quiero, Puerto Rico.
But now there are no more primary or caucus votes to cast. It's really over. Good night, sweet candidate. You laughed. You cried.
I just don't want to see us fall backwards.
You kissed about $200 million goodbye. And while we say goodbye to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, her vice presidential campaign is still alive and kicking. In the meantime, junior senator from the state of New York. Now, that's not so bad, is it? All right, yeah, it does sound pretty terrible right now. But you do get to ride in Chuck Schumer's limo sometimes. That's pretty exciting, huh? This is really going to be tough for her, isn't it, Rachel?
Yeah. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
So on this day, as we remember Hillary Clinton's presidential bid, Mike Pesca, you have a special thing to share with us?
Yeah. To contrast with the brilliance of Dan Pashman, who produced that bit, I've been holding on to this one. The least accurate political prognosticator working today, just a guy who could never predict anyone right, is a fellow named Dick Morris, actually was an advisor to the Clintons. I dug out an article that he wrote in 2007, headline, Hillary and Rudy could wrap it up this year. And the key graph is, since there is no clear frontrunner, whoever gets that status will likely go all the way. Thanks, Dick Morris. Great job.
Thanks, Dick Morris. That does it for this hour of the BPP. We're always online at npr.org/Brian Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I am Mike Pesca. This is the Brian Park Project from NPR News.